Welcome, everybody. Share number 1145. We're learning today. Le'ilu nishmas muisha doig v'mabar and zisal. Le'ilu nishmas b'lima v'as ramoisha and le'refuah shalema. Sarafega basle'i nechama. Getting back to our malach of tzad trapping. So I just want to finish off from last year. We were talking about the one animal in particular, and that is the raccoon. The Sefer Lamentes Malachas goes a little bit more into detail with the raccoon. Itself of Baruch Hashem, it doesn't come up too often, but like I mentioned, somebody did mention it to me, they did have such an issue, and these things do come up here and there. It's just, he mentions real quickly from the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 882, just important to keep in mind, if a raccoon is merely in one's vicinity, but before we get to that, he says a raccoon is a nocturnal animal which is active by night and sleeps by day. So therefore, if one sees a raccoon during the day, then they should suspect that it may be disoriented because it's afflicted with rabies. And rabies is a dangerous thing, obviously, and therefore it is dangerous and one could do whatever has to be done. So with that, he goes on to say, if a raccoon is merely in one's vicinity, one should not trap it or kill it, even if one suspected that it may be possibly have rabies. If it's not, in other words, if it's not attacking anybody, however, one must tell a non-Jew, if it's possible to get a guy, to telephone the authorities, to whoever has to be phoned, even though it's Shabbos, and to have them come down and take care of the raccoon. If one knows that the raccoon does have rabies, and it could, you know, attack somebody, whatever. So he brings down that one may actually even kill it if necessary, because again, it's a dangerous thing. But if somebody feels they have time to play with, it's not, you know, it's in a separate, it's on the side, it's sleeping or whatever, or it's in a separate area, and, you know, it's just a question of possibly it might wake up or it might, you know, get nervous or whatever. So if they're able to call a guy, or there's a guy in the area, that would be the best thing if it's possible. In case not, one could even do it themselves. Again, if it's in a place whereby they can't get it to go out of the house, you know, sometimes if a door is open, they just run out of the house. But if they can, obviously, if they can't get it to go out of the house, and it's a dangerous thing, so even for a Jewish person to call the authorities would be okay. Because again, you're dealing with, if it's a question of time and place, whereby it's a question of rabies, it's a dangerous situation. Now, he goes on to say, just a side note, not halacha l'maisa really, but he says, however, killing a raccoon is not a simple matter. One has to be careful. One should not attempt to do it themselves. I'm just bringing it down because he mentions it over here. Doesn't say for lam tes malachas. Killing a raccoon is not a simple matter, and should certainly not be attempted by the average person. Obviously, if one feels that there's rabies or whatever the case over here, they should not do it themselves, and they should just, if there's no guy available, make the phone call themselves. Merely striking the animal with a heavy object will not kill it or disable it, because he brings out it's a very tough type of an animal, solidly built creatures and difficult to kill. These type of animals, they're very strong and they're used to being in the wild. They're also brave, they fight, and they're very dangerous, so one has to be very, very careful. So for all practical purposes, he brings down, it will probably be necessary to call a professional exterminator, or the police, or whoever it is, to call the authorities, to eliminate the raccoon, to get rid of it. And like we said, preferably to call a guy, but if somebody feels that it's, to call a guy to make the phone call, but if somebody feels that there's no time to play with, as they say in English, this raccoon, good chance that it has rabies and it could mamish attack somebody, bite, scratch, whatever the case is. So then the person can make the phone call themselves. And again, this all goes in conjunction. We're not going to get into great details over there. Baruch Hashem, alavai vait, it shouldn't be so negei lemaisa. But if it does come up, even if somebody has to make the phone call, if they feel they have time to play with, to make the phone call with a shinoi, with some sort of a change, if they don't, so make it just a regular way. And then he goes on he explains further that, if this raccoon apparently is in the advanced stages of rabies, it will be very lethargic. He said a raccoon usually is lethargic when it does have rabies, walking slowly and weakly instead of moving swiftly and powerfully, as healthy raccoons usually do. In such cases, if one feels that they can do so safely, in other words, let's say the raccoon looks like it's half sick or whatever, then they may place a heavy crate or chest over the sick raccoon to prevent it from causing any harm. In other words, just capturing it, putting a crate or whatever it is over it. You're not killing it, you're just capturing it. And then they should contact the authorities to remove remove the dangerous animal, obviously, in conjunction with everything that we spoke about, preferably calling a guy if they know the raccoon can't attack. So the best thing is to call a guy, if not, do it with a shinai and so on. And again, if one feels they don't have time to play with, it could be a dangerous situation to call the authorities right away and not to attempt. The point is over here that he's bringing down not to attempt to do it yourself, because again, these things are dangerous and they're very strong and they're fighters and so on. Okay. Now, just one other thing he brings down, he brings a few things, but another interesting thing in reference to this type of a thing, capturing an animal that has bitten a person, Rahman al-San, somebody bitten, let's say there was a dog, a stray dog or something like that, or these type of things, a stray cat maybe, whatever the case is, and a person, Rahman al-San, shouldn't happen, did get bitten. So if there are other people around, so he brings down, are you allowed to capture this type, this dog or this whatever, this animal that did actually bite? A dog or other animal, he brings down the Sefer Lametes Melachos on page 883, a dog or other animal that attacked and bit a person, Rahman al-San, may be captured. But now, obviously, we're not talking about the person themselves. You call Atzali, you get them to a hospital right away. That's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about capturing this animal that a person, somebody else knows that did bite. So a dog or other animal, he brings out, that attacked and bit a person, Rahman al-San, may be captured on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it's necessary to examine the animal to determine if it's infected with rabies. That's how it's done. This information is important to know. It's important in order to know how to properly treat the patient and could have a life-saving importance effect on the person who had bit, to know how to treat the person. Appropriate authorities should then be contacted to retrieve the animal. So in cases like that, when somebody, Rahman al-San, did get bitten, one would be definitely allowed to trap, again, not the person who got bitten, that they have to get to a hospital, but one would be allowed to capture this animal, to trap it right away, even in a small place. That's the point of it, even to trap it right away so that the authorities could come and make sure that they have the animals, whereby the point is over here that the animal won't run away. Even though you'll say, well, the animal will run away, what's the problem? No, you have to capture the animal to check it. Again, this is all a medical type of a thing, but it's important to keep in mind. This is how he brings it down to the Sefer Lametes Melachos. It's very good. Sometimes the Sefer Lametes Melachos will bring down side items, which are not really so much halachically pertaining, but over here it's a dangerous thing, and checking the animal apparently by the medical field, or however it's done, could save the life of the person, and therefore trapping this animal definitely is allowed to be done until one is able to get the proper authorities, you know, the animal people, whoever, the ones who deal with these animals, to capture them and to test it, to find out what the issue is, and it could taka save a person's life. So it's important to keep this in mind as a side note. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.